You're listening to Legends of the Dark Knight, only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Haven't seen her around the cave.
Hello and welcome to Legends of the Dark Knight. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into a red sky Gotham City.
Tier 2 and Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. It is the last episode of the year, and finishing out our Batman the Animated Series run before going into Batman Beyond.
Yup. I wish we didn't have to do this one.
It's not that bad. I will give you, it's not great, but it's not terrible.
One good thing I like about it, it's kind of where Bruce got the future design for the Bat Beyond suit. The one of the major sticking points for me that I don't like about it is it alludes to Bruce and Barbara's relationship, which production-wise was already alluded to in Batman Beyond, but I don't know. It's so weird, and we'll get to it, and I'll talk about it when we get to that scene, but it's just weird here.
The other thing is, too, is it's hearkening into that new Batman Adventures era, but it was made during Beyond.
Yeah.
So it's a little strange that it came out around that time and it's still using the older animation style. It's almost like they wanted to do this ahead of time before going into that whole...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like they missed the old style.
Yeah.
So, basically, this is Mystery of the Batwoman. It was released on DVD and VHS on October 21st, 2003. Why it needs a Blu-ray in 2013, I don't know, because it's not like it's going to be high def anyway.
Yeah.
Gist of the story is there's a few Batwomen or women dressed in Bat costumes, and then you have Batman and Robin and Catwoman.
Yeah, well, the thing
you have
with
Rupert
Batman,
Thorne, you have, you know, you have
Penguin,
you have Gordon, Bullock,
all the usuals,
and then you've got it's got Bane in it.
Yeah, it's got Bane. It's got pretty much everybody except the Joker and all that kind of stuff. Joker and Two-Face and Riddler aren't here. Mr. Freeze isn't here. But it's got your usual BTAS, everyday kind of villain things. Okay, Bane isn't an everyday kind of villain, but like everybody else, at least to me, is an everyday kind of villain. The thing with Batwoman is that it's... And we'll get to this once we start doing the commentary, but... When the film starts, it's portrayed as one woman. And then we see the reveal of the fact that it's three different women in the same suit. Or they all have the same... You know what I mean? It's like mix and match, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they all have three very different backgrounds. It's... This movie, this plot is a huge cluster flunk for me. It really is.
I don't have a... Like, it's not my favorite story, but I'll gladly take it over some of the BTAS episodes.
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite. I would take some of the worst BTAS episodes over this.
I wouldn't take those animal ones that we mentioned or, you know, some of those in the past. I wouldn't. I'd rather watch this than watch those. It's infinitely better than some of the worst BTAS episodes. So getting into the information before we actually get into the commentary, the continuity for this one states that the events in the film take place before the flashback in Return of the Joker, even though Robin is portrayed slightly older than in the other film.
Plus, they changed the voice actors, and I'll get into that once we start the commentary.
Yeah. The film marks Rupert Thorne's only appearance since the revamp, which is actually funny. Sonia Elkana seems to have replaced Renee Montoya as Harvey Bullock's partner. Strangely, Sonia wears similar clothing, gray pants, black top, and a shoulder holster. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation that Barbara Gordon has on the phone with Bruce explores the relationship between Bruce and Barbara. This notion was first introduced in the Batman Beyond episode A Touch of Curare, where Barbara is shown having romantic interest towards Bruce, which makes him uncomfortable. Also, Tim and Alfred's lack of surprise implies that this isn't the first time Barbara's made a pass at Bruce. Bruce tells Penguin the last time they met, he stole plutonium from Wayne Labs and threatened to blow up Gotham City. This happened off-screen, presumably sometime before the revamp. Makes sense. He didn't really do a whole lot of that kind of stuff after the revamp anyway.
Yeah.
Getting into some background information, production notes. In this film, the Batsuit has received a slight redesign. All its black parts have received highlights similar to Batman's Justice League design. I will have to rewatch for that.
Yeah. It's very noticeable, though.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the different ones between BTAS and Unlimited and Justice League and the Red Sky New Adventures look. Although it uses character models from the series, the animation style used in this film is slightly different to that of the New Adventures, which obviously it's going to be because it was made after that show was done and Beyond had started and Justice League was on its way. And so I mean, it's you've got already two new animation styles that they're having to use new concepts from to go backward.
Yeah.
Getting into the last bit here, production inconsistencies. During the fight between Bane and Batman aboard the SS Naiad, Batman's leg is overlapped by Bane's face. And then it says the Kathy
Duquesne's
name is misspelled. Duquesne's is on the Bat computer, which that's something minor.
Yeah.
And the final bit, the trivia. The bat symbol used by Batwoman, which resembles the one used on Terry McGinnis' Batsuit and Justice Lord Batman Batsuit, is used by the current Batwoman in mainstream comics.
That is kind of cool. Yes. Even though I'm not reading Batwoman, that is kind of cool.
Yeah. The Duquesnes live in the Tarnower building, which was introduced in the Batman Animated Series episode, Mudslide. Continuity.
Mm-hmm.
This movie boasts the final DCAU appearance of Rupert Thorne and Penguin. It is also Bane's final appearance production-wise. Chronologically, he would appear again in the Batman Beyond episode, The Winning Edge. And the song that plays during the Iceberg Lounge scene and the ending credits is Betcha Neva by French singer
Sherry.
Yes. And it says that she also voices an unnamed and uncredited Iceberg Lounge singer, which
doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, and it doesn't need a hotshot singer to try and add something to the movie. They kind of usually speak for themselves.
Yeah. What's interesting about this one for me is the casting. You've got Kimberly Brooks, Kelly Ripa, and Eliza Gabrielli as Kathy, Rocky, and Sonia, the three people who are portraying Batwoman. And then you have Kara Sedgwick, Miss Phenomenon herself, voicing Batwoman. This is so strange to me. I get that Bruce Wayne and Batman, Kevin Conroy, does different voices for each of those characters. But why would you have three different characters playing that character and then have someone else come in and do her voice? I guess probably to hide their identities. I don't know. We'll get into it. But It is no longer, at least in this film, no longer Paul Williams playing the Penguin. It is David Ogden Steers. Bulkhead himself, Kevin Michael Richardson, is Carlton Duquesne. John Vernon is Rupert Thorne. Hector Elizondo is Bane.
I love that. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, of course, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. is Alfred. Best Alfred, best animated Alfred ever.
Although a close second, I would say, for animation-wise, is in the Arkham games. He's fairly close to Ephraim.
Eli Marienthal is the voice for Robin Tim Drake this time around. I don't care. Matthew Valencia will always be Tim Drake Robin for me. He was the best voice for that character. Tara Strong is Barbara Gordon. Bob Hastings is Commissioner Gordon. And Robert Costanzo is Bullock.
Funny thing about Costanzo is he was in Arkham Origins.
Very cool.
As Bullock. Cool. I was like, nice nod. I caught it. I'm like, hey, that's cool.
It's Harvey. It's the fat Santa. Sorry. All right. So you are going to hear a quick clip letting you know. I think actually we will put the Warner Brothers sound effect in here. That will be your cue to sync up your commentary on your DVD player or whatever device you're watching the movie on, and we will do the commentary after this. WB rules. So that was a train tunnel. Holy crap, that was a long train tunnel.
Yep. It's nice seeing the old animation, though.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have to worry about cops. Green Goblin.
I know. Technically, it would be Gray Goblin. But yeah, I know. I got the reference. See, I like this bat suit, but I wish it wasn't red-ish pink for the gloves and the symbol.
Bats don't fire guns.
This one does, apparently. Well, she intended to kill them, but at least they didn't die.
That's probably the cop one.
Probably. Oh, that was awesome. Oh, that poor Batwing.
Got Batman's attention now, though.
Yeah. Dang.
Batman to the rescue!
Bat Grapples to the rescue.
Robin, you smart ass.
I like that. I don't know. I don't like that. I'm still partial to the original BTAS Batwing, but this one was kind of cool. It was more of a bat boat that flew, really. Oh, I forgot all about these title sequences. That was a kind of a cool intro there.
Especially the Batman part.
Yeah.
And I like the text that they're doing for it.
Yeah, very cool. Oh, there's a new Batmobile.
Isn't that the one from Justice League?
Yeah, I think yes. Most likely it would be. Because by this time, in 2003, Justice League was 2 years in.
It almost looks like the original BTAS look in the shadow there when he was driving.
I'm sure they probably did something like that for the homage, but yeah.
I will say that the music is not all that enticing for the dramatic sequences that they're showing between the text.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that they could hurry it up a little bit by having the text in front.
Yeah, but people want... I think the goal was for you to see the visuals.
Which, I love the visuals, don't get me wrong.
Oh, that's so cool with the bat signal. That was awesome.
I really do love the visuals. But I think the music is severely lacking in this area. This version of Batman almost has a mix between the original and then the New Adventures and then Justice League.
Yeah. That's the one thing I was going to say when the composer's name came up, Lolita Romanus, or Romanus, or however you say her name. That's one thing I'd like to do before the podcast ends, is get all the remaining composers that are still with us, because sadly, Shirley Walker isn't. But all the major remaining ones for DCAU, I'd love to get them on here for interviews, because it'd be really cool to talk to them.
Yeah. That was funny just a second ago with Bruce. I don't have room for vigilantes. And then Alfred says, as they say on the street, I'm not touching that.
Are those little penguins?
Yep.
Oh, God. Wow.
Shoot, it was like a magic trick. He just flipped that out of his fingertip.
Yep. The card that Rupert flipped a few minutes ago before Duquesne showed up.
Yep.
That is almost reminiscent of his nemesis, Two-Face. Because he flipped it back and forth.
Target practice.
I still like Paul Williams the best on the Penguin voice. This one isn't that great.
It's still almost off.
Yeah.
He looks like the guys from the Planner's Peanuts.
He does, yeah. He actually, this version of him is more... The design is more Burgess Meredith a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what they were going for here.
Yeah.
Except they didn't help. Wah, 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 wah. He flexed it.
Never ceases to amaze me when KMR shows up.
It's almost like the DTAS look.
It is. That's awesome.
There was in the comics.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of comics. This is just, I don't mind the illusion in Batman Beyond that they had a relationship somewhere down the line, but showing supposedly the beginnings of it here, it creeps me out. It has nothing to do with an age difference or anything else. It's just Bruce and Barbara, I just can't see that. Yet when we get to A Touch of Curare, I don't quite mind it because we don't know. I think it's more so the fact that we know now where it happened because of this, but in that, because we don't know, you know what I mean? It's like,
I'm fine with it. Maybe she should stop hitting it.
Or is Reed just when you really need him? Yay, needlepoint. Ugh, sushi.
Ugh, raw fish.
Yeah.
I know what that was a reference to. Check.
Every time.
Her eyes orange. They're probably yep. brown. They look orange. Yeah, the design is more Justice League by the shading of it on the cape and on the boots.
Yep. Batman already knew who it was.
I know it's convenient for the plot, but they should have never had the beak for a keychain. I mean, at least for Batman, that's a dead giveaway.
Well, I'm sorry, but one, Penguin's not an idiot, and neither is Batman. And yeah. And they're insinuating that the audience is stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
I mean, they're probably also, you know, it's a brand, but still.
Yeah. It just isn't as cool unless they break through some glass when they jump through something like that.
You mean like World's Finest?
Yeah.
Robin still sounds so weird to me.
Yeah, it's not Matthew Valencia, then it's just, no. I mean, no offense to the voice actor, but it's just not the right voice at all. There's a bomb in the basement. Oh no, and Batman couldn't get to them in time.
Kaboom.
You know, if you reverse that order of Robin and Batwoman, it would be a Batman and Robin reference to Batgirl and Nightwing when they were running earlier after the explosion. Let's move.
Well, I got to see glass shatter.
Yep.
it's pretty easy to figure out which one is which when they're doing it, because Rocky was somewhere, and so was Sonya. So obviously this is Kathy.
Well, actually, this is probably Sonya. She had the penguin thing at headquarters.
Okay, maybe.
Unless she called, phoned a friend.
Well, see, that's the trick. Once we get to the end of the movie, all three of them are doing this together.
It could be. Pound.
So all the key throwing and catching, that's a little
artistic choice,
I guess. Alfred's always been awesome in this, in this entire universe.
I love how he's a smart ass all the time.
Yep.
I miss working for the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that wasn't a Joker reference.
Yeah.
With the hat and the...
Yep.
Sledding. Smash.
Yeah. That's definitely a Macaulay Culkin reference.
And that's a penguin reference.
Yeah. God, those goons are stupid.
Right.
Look out.
Alfred.
For having an employer that doesn't like to kill people, Alfred sure nearly killed them.
I love it, how he plays coy.
For a second there, I was going to say, hey, look, it's the gates of Gotham. That was close.
That scene was just stupid.
I was gonna say, hey, look, Gotham does have more than a red sky,
and it's orange.
And the ground is reddish. You'd think she'd be more emotional talking about her mom. And here comes the spoil sports.
Like they're dogs.
Most henchmen are.
Stay, sit, shoot. Kill the Batman.
You've got who tied up where?
Yeah, I think this film looks better when it's dark.
Yeah. I know the commissioner and Harvey are two very different builds, but the fact that Harvey's tie is lower than the commissioner's is just... I know it's the way it hangs on him, and I know it's a little nitpick, but that looked really sloppy. And we all know Bullock's a slop, but still... He's stalking his new girlfriend.
He likes the ones that are into crime.
Yep. Oh, she snuck into Thorne's office. That's interesting. That time the music was cool.
They never get shot.
Yeah, Bruce in this looks better in the suit than in what he was wearing earlier with Kathy.
Yep, I agree.
Just the turtleneck and the sweatpants look. Crime pays. Harvey just lives up to the cop stereotype, doesn't he?
Yep. Look, it's the trash, picking up the trash. Wow, that's how the Airsberg Lounge looks in the Arkham City game. Except not all nice. And this is like a bad gem impersonation.
Yeah.
I could have done without this whole scene.
Yeah, this scene is just... And Jim would be much more fashionable than that chick.
I agree. And the music would have been better.
Yep. Bruce must have a real hard time keeping his temper in check when he's not in the bat suit because
He was all serious-faced.
Yeah, but he must have a really hard time keeping his temper in check when seeing villains as himself, not Batman, because, holy crap. Voila, what the hell does that mean?
Yep, we know which one this is now.
It's Kathy.
Look at the tech.
Yep. Two girls look like they're fembots.
It's bad Harley Quinns.
These two girls are a copycat of the DD twins from beyond, even though they're not twins. They even have similar animation
to the double D's. I think it was on purpose.
Yeah, it is.
Because, again, Return of the Joker had already been out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks so out of place. Animation-wise, and...
It is.
Like, that whole stuff with the musical stuff is, like... It doesn't fit with this film at all.
No.
Harvey ate a whole box of donuts.
I know the Penguin's, like, behind closed doors selling illegal weapons and on the black market and all that stuff, but if this is supposed to be a legitimate business, you would think he wouldn't take his umbrella gun and start firing it no matter what kind of bat was in the Iceberg Lounge. Seal smack.
He's like, nope.
I just don't believe them as a couple dating, whatever you want to call it. I just...
I hate that. And Batman's gone.
Yep. Was that Tim or Alfred?
That was Tim.
Okay, I was gonna say, wait a second here.
Alfred's got some super muscles.
Because when I first saw it, I thought it was a trampoline, and I was like, wait a minute, there's no way Alfred would be able to do that. She has a boyfriend in prison. This is another scene. Even though I know it sets it up for the end to reveal stuff, this is another scene that I could do without.
Yep.
And as much as I like Kelly Ripa, or I used to, she's not the best voice actress.
No. She sounds like she should just be on daytime TV like she is.
Yep. And there's Batman.
Yeah, way to give away your cards.
She's not a very good liar. That's one thing I don't like about this movie is there's too much explanation and not enough action until the end. Because they do all this stuff to set up all three of these women's stories. I'd rather watch Mudslide or something.
Beyond, I'd rather watch any of Beyond, but yeah. No matter how bad. But some of the BTAS episodes are still bad
by comparison. I know they are, but like this whole story, it's like it takes all this time. We're 40-something minutes, 50-something minutes into this film. It takes all this time to set up each of these women's stories. And there's hardly any real... There's like maybe, what, 4 action scenes so far out of 50 minutes?
Yeah, there's been a few, but it's, you know, you got to have setup with any movie. It's just that there's no previous motives to play off of, whereas the other films there were.
True. Bane has a metal punching bag.
Another thing Penguin uses in Arkham Origins.
A boat?
Yep. Batman's got to figure it out.
I do like that transition, though, of his cape going into the fade.
Yeah. Oh, and 3 tubes. Gee.
Man, I hope they launder that thing after where each of the 3 of them wear it.
Some of them wear it separately, don't they? I think they all wear
it. I thought so at first, but now that I see the 3 of them together, one of them in the suit and the other 2 not, maybe they don't. Maybe it is just one suit. Because every scene we've seen so far, it's one of them and the other 2 are elsewhere. Slowly back out of the room.
He's like, nope. Batman just gave him a look.
Yep.
That was the perfect stare down.
Uh-oh. That was Sonya.
Yep, he knows everybody now.
Yep. Wait, how is she in the suit now and Sonya isn't?
They traded.
Finally, some action.
And she's carrying the bomb. She's carrying the bomb. Where shall we put it? Oh, on this big tote with Bane inside. You're in over your head, chick.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about Hector Elizondo is the voice of Bane. I like it. I do, but I just...
I like it, but it needs to be deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Andre Romano, but it's some of the casting in this is just bad.
I mean, I get they were going for a different feel and all that stuff, but it just some of it's too strange. I really do love this version of the Batsuit.
It's almost as good as that Joker from Return of the Joker where you see him before he dies.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna shoot Batman. Too late.
Storm warning, really?
She's watching the Batsuits.
Yeah. A penguin boat.
That looks like something airlifted out of the 60s.
Yeah.
The bat boat.
Yeah.
Look, it's even got the fins on the rear.
Mm-hmm.
Methinks that was on purpose.
Now that's a bat boat right there. Hey, look, Robin's driving.
He's got his license. In bat.
He's dead. That was a cool drop
in. Oh, yeah. Thorn always gets his hand hit with a batarang.
Yeah, he does. Senor Batman. Ugh. That was a dumb idea, Thorn.
Yep. That was purely idiotic.
So, wait, they fly in the suits without the masks, and then they put the masks on just because they're going closer? Oh, God.
Well, it's not like anybody's going to see them. That's just rude.
Mm-hmm. Caps, they're multiplying. That was a great move.
Should know it's not going to take him down.
Yeah, but at least it'll pull them up. Oh, 10 seconds or less.
Sounds like the name of a movie. One thing BTAS always did well, explosions.
Batman Beyond does them really well, too.
Oh, yes. This movie would have been oh so much better if the Joker was in it.
Oh, yes.
Because right here, he'd be going, as the whole place is burning down around him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, look at that explosion.
You think?
It's gonna burn the boat.
Come on, you smugs, let's go.
Gonna run him over and the bat boat. Oh, take that.
That was an awesome Robin moment. Holy crap, I forgot that happened.
Oh, here's some venom.
Hulked up Bane. Wonder if somebody's back's gonna break. Or their front. Oof.
You can hear him hit the metal hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, still hit him.
Yeah, that looked like it really hurt.
It did.
Wow. This is exactly why I'm glad I've never done drugs. Holy crap.
Made him look like he was going to weasel out.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
He did do
yeah.
it. He did.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Come on, Thorn, pick up the gun and shoot again, and they get hit in your hands with a batarang. I'm waiting for it. Hey, they used that in the 66 too.
Mm-hmm. The bat buoy.
That was funny. He went, wah!
Skipping villains. The new game for everybody. Skipping villains across the water.
Capes are bad.
Yeah. Watching Batman and Bane fight here, it makes me think of if makes me think of matches where Rey Mysterio went up against The Undertaker, because the size difference is so massively different.
Batman should have kept those.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look. It's the Titanic.
Hey, the bridge was made even better than the boat. Not a scratch to the bridge. That must be why Bane looks so gnarly in Beyond, besides the Venom.
It's mostly the Venom.
It's mostly the Venom, but he got cooked like a wiener.
Yeah. And you know Bruce has a couple of broken ribs, broken shoulder bones, broken...
He's like, gotta hold on a few seconds longer.
They're both looking through binoculars.
Oh, you're getting arrested. Commissioner Gordon helping Batman.
That's awesome.
Look at all the cracked ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
She just got fired, that's it.
They so got the comics face from this. Like on the Joker covers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Poof.
Poof, bat, be gone.
See, Batman can be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna drive up in her car.
Yep. That's the worst saying I've ever heard in my entire life, though.
Yep. I have to agree. It makes me cringe.
Yeah.
And again, the terrible song comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no!
And they all lived happily ever after.
And then it goes back to the Iceberg Lounge.
It goes back to the Iceberg Lounge.
And it's playing the credits showing everybody, and
yeah,
I can't listen to any more of this music.
Alright, folks, that's going to do it for this commentary track. We'll be back after this with final thoughts and more.
Do whatever it takes. I want you to find her. Find her and finish her.
Today on Batwatch, everyone wonders who the mysterious Batwoman could be. Batman's new partner? Batgirl grown up? We ask Police Commissioner Gordon.
All I can tell you is that she's not affiliated with Batman. Otherwise, I have no comment.
Detective Ford, Harvey.
I think we've got more than enough bat freaks in Gotham already. I mean, sheesh, what's next? Bat Hound?
Come on, Ford, throw us a bone here, will you?
You know, I've been thinking about getting a dog. He could help us sniff out clues.
Bruce Wayne here.
Bruce, it's Barbara.
Hey, Barb.
She misses you.
How's college?
Not bad, though the nightlife here can't compare with kicking butt as Batgirl. But spring break will be coming up soon, and I'll be back in Gotham for 2 whole weeks. Won't that be nice?
Yes. We'll all be happy to see you.
Don't drag me into this.
Anyway, that's not the reason I called. I just saw the news, and I was wondering if you'd gotten a new partner. Someone a little older?
I have no idea who she is.
Because if you had, I'd be really upset. Because I thought you and I were, you know.
Barb, we're going through the east tunnel now. Afraid, signal's breaking up. Talk later.
Squeaked through again, didn't you?
I never fail to marvel at your narrow escape, sir.
One female bat at a time.
So there you go, folks. The final BTAS-style commentary is done. You're right. There are some good action moments in this, some really cool action moments. But the story, the plot.
I will say the story is kind of convoluted in points. It's annoying in certain parts. Like, I understand the getting the backstory. I'm fine with that. But like the scenes that we mentioned when we were watching it.
Yeah,
there were scenes that could be done without, and it would have been fine. The music in most of it, including the intro music and everything else, was not fitting to the film. There were a lot of things that could have been done better. But it's not a complete and total waste either.
What I find really funny is because I just rented this on iTunes so we could do the commentary. I had the DVD a number of years ago. On the DVD, there is a feature where Kevin Conroy is pimping the hell out of this. Basically praising it for what it's doing. And don't get me wrong, I get it. He has to do, he's not going to do a project that he doesn't believe in. So I guess at the time, he must have believed in this. And I don't like the recasting of Robin. Kelly Ripa is not... The casting of Kelly Ripa is like bringing in Wesley Snipes or Will Ferrell or, you know, something DreamWorks would do. Like, major event star cast. That's what that casting is to me. Don't get me wrong. I love Andrea Romano. She's an amazing person. She's an amazing casting and voice director. But Kelly Ripa... Really? Yeah, no. Any other final thoughts?
It could have been worse. This whole film could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I will accept it for what it is and move on, but it's... I mean, I'm fine with it. It's, like I said, it's better than some of the BTAS episodes that are in there. But... My main pet peeve is a couple of the scenes that don't clearly fit or are too long. I understand the point of some of them. For me, a lot of the stuff that ruins it is the music, the soundtrack, like the score, like everything about the music is just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said in the commentary, there's too much storytelling, not enough action.
Yep.
So I think that's going to do it for us, because this movie nearly put me to sleep, as you all just heard.
Well, I will agree. It almost did the same to me at points. I'm sitting here going, this has got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
18 yeah. minutes.
When I talked in the commentary about being at the 45, 50 minute mark, I'm like, oh God, this still has 44 minutes left. Holy crap. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to wish... What, huh?
Continue.
Jerk. We want to wish everyone a happy holidays from us here at Legends of the Dark Knight. You want to tell people what's coming up next year in 2014?
It is Batman Beyond, and we'll start off with the first two-parter and getting into the series, and with episode 27, yep. where we will talk about The Rebirth Part 1 and 2, Blackout, Gollum, and Meltdown. So, thank you, as always, for joining us for Legends of the Dark Knight. If you'd like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode post and all of the other podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Please give us feedback. We like feedback. Yes, give us feedback. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. You can become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can follow us on Twitter at LOT Dark Knight or at Geekcast Radio. My Twitter handle is at SCP21 and yours is?
TFT1Mike.
So for now, I've been Steve Megatron Phillips with
TFT1Mike.
Saying in the immortal words of Batman, I am vengeance, I am the knight, I am Batman.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you take care of your egg babies.
Unless they've already made an omelet out of them.
Oh, hey.
Terrence. Sorry to get you up so early.
It's okay.
You never told me you knew Bruce Wayne.
Well, actually,
Why I owe this boy my life. He defended me against a bunch of hooligans once. I tried to reward him, but he absolutely refused.
Mr. Wayne wants to offer you a job.
A job?
It's not much, mind you. I find that in my old age, I could use a part-time assistant. You know, a gopher. Gopher this, gopher that. An ally, as it were. Would you be interested?
Well, of course he would. Wouldn't you, honey? I mean, to work with someone as famous as Mr. Wayne.
Sure.
I warn you, I can be a difficult taskmaster. I accept nothing short of excellence from all who work for me.
I think I can handle it.
Very good then, Mr. McGinnis. Welcome to my world.